This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Five people die in a bus accident in Jajarkot district this morning. Closed session of the CPNUML's 10th General Convention ongoing in Chitwan. District level leadership selection in Nepali Congress underway. CPN Maoist Center commences municipal conventions across the country. Travelers from South African region to undergo 1 week compulsory hotel quarantine in Nepal, and various countries impose travel ban to and from other South African regions concerning new COVID-19 variant Omicron. Now the news in detail. Bus accident in Jajarkot district has killed five people this morning. The bus was heading to Radi Bazar from Nepalganj. Police said 30 people have sustained injury and the details of the accident is still awaited. The closed door session of the 10th National General Convention of the CPN-UML has begun in Chitwan from yesterday. Addressing the session, CPN-UML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli said unity within the party was the major concern rather than competition among the leaders. Chairman Oli said it was imperative to have internal unity in the party to compete with opponents and rival parties. Chairman Oli said his party was pushed to position by regressive forces. He also warned of risk to democracy if the separation of power among state organs are not maintained. A total of 2,275 representatives are participating in the closed session. Nepali Congress district-level leadership selection under the 14th General Convention has been ongoing. As per the latest vote count, 33 districts have already selected its leadership. Meanwhile, the Nepali Congress has given a full shape to the publicity committee of the for the 14th General Convention of the party. The committee is led by Nepali Congress spokesperson Bishwa Prakash Sharma. Its members are Nepali Congress central members Jivan Pariyar, Kiran Giri and Kiran Yadav, and invited members are Abhishek Pratap Shah, Janak Raz Kaloni and Dilip Rai Radha. Municipal level convention of the CPN Maoist Center has begun in all local bodies. Secretary at the central office of the CPN Maoist Center, Sri Ram Thakal, said the convention would elect the new leadership of the party in the local level and the representatives for provincial convention. Meanwhile, CPN Maoist Center Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has stressed on connecting party organizations with production for laying foundation for socialism-based national economy. Virtually addressing the municipal level conventions of the party yesterday, Chairman Prachanda said fiscal development should be stressed, enhancing production for the realization of socialism-based national economy envisioned by the constitution. On the occasion, he said the agenda for change would get weaker if the CPN Maoist Center gets weaker, urging the party cadres to remain dedicated to the party organization. Chairman of the People's Socialist Party Nepal, Upendra Yadav, said that the executive should not interfere in the judiciary. Talking to media persons in Chitwan yesterday, Chairman Yadav said the judiciary would not remain independent if the executive stepped into it. Nepali Congress leader Prakash Man Singh has pointed out the need for capable leadership in the party to make it strong and effective. Addressing a program organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Leader Singh said the Nepali Congress would move ahead as per the wish of people after the 14th General Convention. The Nepal government has decided to keep the people arriving from the South African region into a compulsory quarantine, considering the risk of the new variant of COVID-19 called Omicron. It is a highly contagious variant of COVID-19 recently detected in South Africa. Health Ministry spokesperson Krishna Prasad Patel said a week compulsory quarantine would be imposed to the travelers coming from or making the South African region a transit. Spokesperson Paudel further said the monitoring and testing would be intensified at the airport. Nepal government has made a provision of 1 week hotel quarantine to the unvaccinated travelers. However, hotel quarantine has not been made mandatory to the fully vaccinated people. Various nations have already announced travel restrictions to and from the South African region as the World Health Organization declared Omicron virus as a variant of concern. Minister for Health and Population Birod Kathiwada has said the government has secured the vaccination required for controlling coronavirus in the country. Addressing a program in Lalitpur yesterday, Minister Kathiwada said medical persons studying on government scholarship would be employed and contract in order to address human resources crunch in health sectors. A total of 230 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the number of infections while testing 6,632 samples. Likewise, 325 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Similarly, 3 people died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,521 in the country so far. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Countries around the world are racing to introduce travel bans and restrictions on southern African countries in an effort to contain a new variant of COVID-19 called Omicron. The moves come after the variant was officially named by health officials. The World Health Organization WHO says early evidence suggests Omicron has an increased reinfection risk. Meanwhile, hundreds of passengers arriving in Amsterdam from South Africa were tested for the new variant. Dutch officials said some 61 people were tested positive for COVID-19 and have been quarantined at a hotel near the airport while they have further tests. The Netherlands is currently struggling with a record-breaking surge in cases. An extended partial lockdown comes into force there on Sunday evening. Meanwhile, South Africa has complained it is being punished instead of applauded for discovering Omicron, a concerning new variant of COVID-19. The foreign ministry made the statement as countries around the world restricted travel from South Africa as details of the spread emerged. Early evidence suggests Omicron has a higher reinfection risk. Several cases have now been identified in Europe, two in the United Kingdom, two in Germany, one in Belgium and another one in Italy, while a suspected case was found in the Czech Republic. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas across the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the province 1 and Bagmati province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 20.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 7.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Five people die in a bus accident in Jajako district this morning. Closed session of the CPN-UML's 10th General Convention ongoing in Chitwan. District-level leadership selection in Nepali Congress underway. CPN Maoist Center commences municipal conventions across the country. Travelers from South African region to undergo 1 week compulsory hotel quarantine in Nepal. And various countries impose travel ban to and from the South African regions concerning new COVID-19 variant Omicron. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.